Novel by Jim Eldridge. With Denzel Landon as Art Gorder. Part 3, A Life for a Life.
In front must have been doing nearly 90 miles an hour. That man was some driver, but I was closing in on him. And then I saw the other man leaning out of a rear window, and he was holding a gun. I heard the sound as the bullet ricocheted off the car. The near side headlight shattered. The gunman was a pro. He knew what he was doing.
Been a bad dream. I tried to ride a bucking bronco, but I fell off, and the horse had walked all over me. The trouble was that when I woke up, the pain didn't go away. But I checked, very carefully, that everything was where it ought to be, like arms and legs. I was surprised. Apart from the pain and cut on my forehead, everything was fine. Well, relatively speaking. I'd been very lucky. The car had skidded off the road into a thick hedge that had cushioned the impact of the crash. And the car wasn't in bad nick. A bit out of shape, and that last bullet had ripped the front tire to shreds. But it was drivable, well, once I changed the wheel. But not for a minute or so. I was still feeling a bit groggy, and I wanted to think. I'd been in one or two sticky situations when I worked for the British Secret Service. A professional killer doesn't have a comfortable life. Well, that's why I left this apartment, because I was sick of what I had to do. And now this. I'd said no to that contract to kill Charles Allweather before Wednesday. Well, he was the deputy head of MI7, and believe it or not, I've managed to hang on to some values. But it seemed that the people who wanted him dead weren't taking no for an answer. It must have been them in that car, keeping an eye on their investment. And that gunman was good. I mean, he was shooting to stop me, not to kill. I was getting too close, and they wanted to remain anonymous. Well, we'd have to see how it worked out. Well, I'd think of something. So, I took off my jacket and set to work on changing the tire.
Double 391.
Louise, this is Art.
Oh, thank God.
What's the matter?
I was hoping you'd ring. I didn't know where to contact you.
Oh, sorry. I've had a busy afternoon. Anyway, I said I'd keep in touch.
Art, there's been another phone call.
I thought there might be. Was it the man who rang before?
I don't think so. This one was older.
Well, I didn't give a name, I suppose.
I didn't ask.
Oh, it doesn't matter. What was it this time?
Oh, I hope I've got it right. He said you had a chance to finish the all-weather job this afternoon and you didn't take it. Does that make sense to you, Arch?
Yes. I met Charles Allweather this afternoon.
Oh. Anyway, he said to tell you he was very disappointed.
Yeah, I'm sure. Anything else?
Yes. He's changing the instructions.
Really?
Apparently you don't have till Wednesday. He wants the assignment completed before midnight tomorrow.
Oh, he's good at dishing out orders, isn't he? Anyway, was that the lot?
Well,
yeah? Well, come on, what is it?
I don't know if I ought to tell you, Art. You've got enough problems.
Try me.
Well, it was the last thing, just before he rang off. He asked me to persuade you to do the job, and then he said, I can remember the words. Its completion is of vital importance to Mr. Gorder's well-being, and also to yours, Miss Lenehan.
He actually used your name?
Yes.
Hmm.
No, it didn't really register at the time, but since, well, oh, it's been worrying me, Art. You can imagine.
Yes, well, just don't let it.
Oh, that's easy to say.
I know, but you mustn't.
But, Art, you've told me yourself they've already killed 3 people.
Yes.
Art, are you still there?
Yeah, yes. I'm thinking. Louise, Did that man, I mean the caller, did he say how I could get in touch with him?
He said he'd phone me later.
Right. Now, when he does, tell him that I've changed my mind. Tell him that I'll do the job.
But you told me that...
Now, just listen. If he's changing the rules, so am I. Now, tell him two conditions. I want the other 100,000 in advance, and I want him to deliver it in person.
Why?
I've got to bring them out into the open. I must know who I'm up against.
Oh, please.
Look, I know what I'm doing.
Okay. I'll tell him. How can I contact you?
Well, phone me at Bath 26699. But don't give anyone that number. Now, is that clear?
Right.
And don't worry, Louise. Everything's going to be all right. Trust me. Will you?
I don't have any choice, do I? Take care, Arch.
Well, I hadn't convinced her. Well, come to that. I hadn't convinced myself. These people were smart. Always one step ahead of me. They knew that I'd met Allweather that afternoon. They probably guessed that I was playing for time. That had to be why they changed the deadline. I had a day and a few hours. Now, that didn't give me much time to play with. I had to get to Paul and Sally's place in case Louise rang.
Hi, Paul.
Art, what's happened? You look terrible.
You ought to see the other fella.
Good God. Your car?
I hit a bus. Oh, nothing serious.
But how did it happen?
No questions, eh?
Well, you'd better come in before you fall over. Look, I'd better get you to a doctor.
I'm all right. Is Sally back from her mother's?
Yes, she's in the kitchen. Go through and see her.
Oh, okay. Hello, Sally. Long time no see.
What's happened to you?
Oh, a bit of an accident. No problem.
Good.
How's your mother?
All right. She has these lapses since my father died.
What would you have to drink?
Oh, coffee would be fine.
Don't tell me you've gone on the wagon.
I'm in training for Lent. Look, why doesn't she come and stay with you?
Who?
Well, your mother.
Oh, she's happy where she is. Anyway, we all get old.
I'll get it. Hello, 26699. Yes, I'll hang on.
I'm sorry, Sally.
What for?
Well, I'm sorry I came. Well, I mean...
You were in trouble, so you came here.
Yes.
You always do.
Yes.
Pity.
Yes, I'll get him. It's for you, Art. Someone called Louise.
Oh, coming. Thanks, Paul. Hello?
Art, that man, he called. I gave him your message.
What did he say?
He'll give you the money tonight, here at my place.
Fine.
He didn't sound very pleased.
Oh, that's his bad luck. What time?
9 o'clock. Gosh, it's a lot of money. How can they get it so quickly?
No problem for that sort of organisation.
It might be a trick, you know.
There's only one way to find out. I'll be with you a few minutes before 9. OK?
I'll see you then.
You will. Thanks, Louise.
Coffee's ready, Art.
Thanks.
Everything OK?
Yes, I hope you didn't mind me giving her your number. Now, it won't mean trouble for you.
Can we have that in writing?
Oh, come on, Sally. What are friends for?
But you are in trouble, aren't you, Art?
Now, look,
that's why you're here, isn't
it? Look, Sally.
Ease off, will you? Look, don't mind her, Art. She's upset, seeing her mother, you know.
Don't make excuses for me, Paul. Art only comes here when he's in trouble, you know that. Well, I don't like being used, that's all.
It's not like that.
Yes, it is. He's just using
us. Now, look, hold on, you two. I'm going back to London.
No, Art, you don't have to go.
I have to, really. That's what the phone call was about.
All right. When are you leaving?
Right now. I've got to get back there by 9 tonight.
Not possible. You'll never make it. Not with your car in that state.
No, I've got no choice.
Okay, Art, but if you have to go, take our car.
Paul!
No, we don't need it tonight, Sally. We're not going out.
Now, look, if it's difficult...
No, it isn't difficult. You take
Paul,
it.
Paul, I told Mother I'd go and see her on Monday.
You can bring it back tomorrow, can't you?
Yeah, well, sure. As soon as I can, in the morning, if you like.
Right. Well, while you're gone, I'll get a friend of mine to look at your car.
Thanks, Paul. I'm sorry, Sally.
Goodbye, Art.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I hated leaving Paul and Sally like that. And Sally had been right. That made it worse. A man in my business doesn't have many friends. Well, not good friends like them. I'd make it up to them when I got out of this. If I got out. I made good time to London. And got to Hampstead just after about 8:30. Well, that suited me well enough. These people knew where Louise lived. It made sense to check before I went to the boutique. I stopped at the underground station and went into a phone booth.
Double 391.
It's Art. Any problems? Phone calls?
No.
Good. Are you on your own?
Yes, unless you count £100,000 as company.
What?
That's right, £100,000.
Well, when did it arrive?
About an hour and a half ago.
Well, who brought it?
I don't know. I just found it. Oh, you won't believe it, Art, but it was left in the shop.
Now, Louise, I'm not coming to your place. We'll meet somewhere outside.
Why did they do it like this, Art? The meeting was arranged for 9:00.
Yeah, I know. That's what worries me.
What do you want me to do?
Now, look, we'll meet in the Plume of Feathers, the saloon bar, and bring the money with you.
That makes me nervous.
Now, don't be. I'll follow you from your place, just in case you're being tailed.
You're sure I'll be all right?
You can bet on it. I'll be on the lookout. Now, leave your place in 10 minutes from now.
I drove into a side turning just opposite Louise's boutique, turned the lights off, and waited. After a couple of minutes or so, Louise left the boutique with a parcel under her arm. She got into a car. I gave her a few seconds. No one followed, so I moved off after her. Now, the pub was half empty. That was good. It gave me a chance to look around to see if there were any doubtful faces. But no one was interested in me, or at least didn't seem to be. That's the trouble. You can never tell. A good tale doesn't wear an identity label. He's part of the scenery. Louise was sitting at a corner table, well away from the bar. Well, at least we wouldn't be overheard.
I got you a scotch. That all right?
Well, that'll be fine. Thanks.
Do you think we were followed?
Well, I don't think so. I didn't see anyone.
I still can't understand why they didn't keep to the 9:00 arrangement.
Well, either they've got money to throw away, or they've got something unexpected up their sleeve to make sure that I earn it. Oh, by the way, I'd better take this parcel.
I'd rather you did.
Now, you said the parcel was just left on a counter.
That's right. One minute it wasn't there, the next it was. The shop was so crowded, I didn't get a chance to see who put it there.
Well, what about your assistant?
They go at 6 on Saturday.
Now, try to remember. Someone was carrying this parcel. They brought it into the shop. Now, you must have noticed.
Believe it or not, at Christmas, everyone carries parcels when they're shopping.
No, I'm sorry. It's just that it was so risky. But anyone could have picked it up.
It had your name on it.
It's still risky to leave it like that.
What are you going to do now?
Well, they've paid me for the job. They'd expect me to deliver at my end of the deal.
That's what I mean.
Louise, I don't want you to stay in your flat tonight.
Why?
I'd rather you didn't.
Is it because of the threats? Do you think they'll do something?
Nothing's going to happen to you. You did tell him that I was going to do the job.
Yes. But you're not, are you?
As far as they're concerned, I am. Oh, I'm probably being over-careful. But I'll feel a lot better if you're out of the way for a day or so.
You're serious about this, aren't you?
Listen, Louise. These people want Allweather dead, and they want me to kill him. I don't know why, but it must be important to them. I mean, they've paid me a lot of money. Now, I've not been very cooperative. They've leaned on me, but I've been dodging around a bit. Now, first, I said I didn't want to do the job, and now I'm going to do it. What would you think, if you were them?
I wouldn't know what to believe.
Exactly. Now, all I've done is to buy some time. But they could be looking for a lever. You know, an extra something to encourage me to make sure that I do the job.
And you think I could be the lever?
Well, they know about us. I don't think they'll try anything. But it would be stupid to rule it out.
What could they do?
I don't know. Anyway, I mean, it won't come to that. But what I'm saying is, don't let us give them the opportunity. You get away from the flat and hide yourself away somewhere for a day or two.
Well, what about the shop?
It's Sunday tomorrow. Go away tonight, come back and open up Monday. No problem. Better still, ring me at the flat. I'll let you know when it's okay to come back.
All right, Art, I'll do it.
Great.
I'll have to pack a few things. You think it's safe to go back to the flat?
Oh, I should think so. I'll come back with you.
Oh, thanks.
Well, come on then. I tried to play it down as much as I could, but I didn't expect it to work. Louise knew me too well. Well, it was a good relationship. She knew that I was worried, and it was my fault that she got involved in the first place. But at least she was going. Well, it was one less problem for me.
Okay, Art. I've got everything I'll need.
Good.
Oh, I wish you were coming with me.
No, I'd better stay here in case they try to contact me.
Well, if you must.
Now, you be on your way. And don't forget, keep to the back streets till you get out of town.
I will.
Oh, and take my car, will you?
Why?
No questions, eh?
Well, you might need it.
I'll use yours. Now, come on.
You'll take good care of yourself.
You bet.
Promise?
Promise. I locked the door just to be on the safe side and went over to the window. I wouldn't be happy until I saw Louise get into that car and drive away. I heard the street door open.
Oh, damn!
3391.
That doesn't sound like the charming Miss Louise.
Try again.
Gorder.
Right, second time.
Good. I was hoping to speak to you, Mr. Gorder. You have the money?
Yeah. I'm sorry you couldn't make the 9 o'clock meeting.
The money was more important, don't you think?
Maybe. But I was looking forward to seeing you, Mr.
Come, Mr. Gorder. You should know better.
Well, it was worth a try. Anyway, I'd like to know whose money I'm taking.
You got my message? Midnight tomorrow. The deadline.
A sense of humour as well. It's a bit tight.
You'll find a way, Mr. Gorder. You're a resourceful man. Oh, and there's just one more thing.
Yes?
To make sure everything goes smoothly, we've taken out a little insurance.
What sort of insurance?
You have some friends, I believe, live near Bath.
Well, what if I have?
The Leclercs, isn't it? You visited them earlier today.
Go on.
They're visiting me at this moment. Rather unwilling guests, I'm afraid, but charming couple.
You.
We have them, Gorder. Now, if you fail to kill all weather by midnight tomorrow, your friends, the Leclercs, will be shot. And then we'll search you out and kill you. Good night, Mr. Gorder.
Wait a minute. Damn. Yes? Who is it?
Louise. The door's locked.
Why have you come back?
I was getting in the car. I heard the phone ring.
Damn fool.
Art, I wanted to help if I could. Still, if you're all right, I'll get out of your way.
No, I'm sorry, Louise. It's that phone call.
Well, who was it?
Who do you think? Louise. They got Paul and Sally. The people I was staying with at Bath.
Oh, that's impossible. How could they know you were there?
I don't know. This character's not bluffing, that's for sure.
He must be.
Well, we can soon find out. I've got their car. Anyway, they weren't going out tonight. Now, they should be at home. Now, you didn't give their number to anyone?
No.
You sure?
Art, what do you take me for?
I'm sorry.
They must have followed you down there.
I swear I wasn't followed. I'm too careful.
But they chased you here.
Yes. Well, there's no reply. Paul and Sally. Well, it never occurred to me.
You think they've got your friends?
Oh, that's for sure.
And you really think they'd do it? You know, shoot the Leclerc.
Oh, no question. That's the lever I was talking about. To make sure I don't fall down on the job.
But if you do, they'll kill you as well. Art, you're no use to anyone if you're dead. I want you alive.
What the hell am I going to do, Louise? Well, I've only got 24 hours left.
They're winning, aren't they?
Oh, always. But I must do something. I mean, I have to. The Leclercs are my friends. I mean, they're like you. They're involved because they tried to help me.
I thought professional killers couldn't afford that sort of conscience.
Look, I'm not a professional killer. Not anymore.
Well, please be careful, Art. For me. Don't do anything stupid.
No, don't worry, Louise. I'll work something out. It'll be all right.
You still want me to go?
Yes, I do.
Art, please.
Goodbye, Louise.
Okay. When shall I phone you?
Early Monday morning. Just to make sure that the coast is clear.
Okay. Take care, Arch.
And you. Bye, Louise. After she'd gone, I locked the door, checked the windows, and poured myself a large whiskey. I sat looking at it. Well, it's what professional killers are supposed to do. You're supposed to see all the answers in a glass. I thought of Paul and Sally. I had to save them. Or maybe Louise was right. Maybe I was developing a conscience, trying to make up for a lot of things. Maybe for once, I wanted someone other than me to stay alive.
Which number are you calling?
Specials. Charles Allweather. Art Gorder calling urgently.
One moment.
Yes?
It's Mae West. Come up and see me sometime.
Gorder?
Who else?
Are you drunk?
Come and join me as soon as you can. It's important. I'm at Louise's boutique, Hampstead.
What is all this?
I'll tell you when you get here. And come alone. Who is it?
Allweather. Hands in the air, Gordon. I'm back in. One false move and I'll shoot you.
Look, I'm on your side, remember?
Over by the wall. And stay there.
It's all right. There's no one out here.
Shut up.
That's the toilet.
Okay. You can put your hands down now.
Are you going to put that thing away?
I feel safer this way. Now, what's so urgent?
I've been paid the rest of the money. They left a parcel in this shop anonymously.
Did they?
They're also holding two friends of mine.
Who are they?
Now, you wouldn't know them. Paul Leclerc and his wife, Sally.
Don't tell me. Either you kill me or they get it.
Right.
They may be dead already. You've thought of that?
I don't think so.
Well, it's your problem, Gorder. Now, what's so important I have to come here?
We've got to bring these people out into the open, right?
Go on.
Now, look, I'll swear I wasn't tailed to the Leclerc's home. But I did give Louise their telephone number in case of any messages. Now, she didn't give it to anyone. But the only way they could have traced the Leclerc's was through that number. Agreed?
Did Louise have to contact you on that number?
Yes.
Well, it's simple. This phone's tapped.
Well, that's my guess.
Then why the hell did you use it to call me? Now they know I'm here.
That is what I'm banking on.
You what?
And listen, I think it's a move they wouldn't expect, not from me. They'll want to find out what's going on.
I should have brought some men with me.
No, no, no. That would have kept them away. We want them out in the open. Now, if they know it's only you and me, they may show their hand.
Gorder, I don't think I like this game you're playing.
Let's face it, Allweather. We're both in this together.
Oh, no, we're not. You got yourself into this mess. It's your problem. You want to save your friends? Fine. You go ahead. You work it out. But you're on your own. I'm not putting my neck on your chopping block. I don't fancy sitting around here waiting for someone to...
Just hold on a minute. Hello?
Congratulations, Mr. Gorder. I said you were a resourceful man.
Thanks.
Now you've persuaded Mr. Allweather to come to you. All that remains is for you to complete the job for which you have been paid.
You know he's here?
Of course, Mr. Gorder. We're keeping a very close eye on our investment. Understandable, don't you think?
The Leclercs. Are they all right?
Certainly. Your friends are being well looked after. And I shall release them when the job is done. Shall we allow, say, 10 minutes, Mr. Gorder?
Yeah, but you gave me till midnight tomorrow.
Circumstances change, don't they? You'll never have a better opportunity. Why wait? My men are close at hand, but I should be reluctant to ask them to do a job for which you have been well paid.
You don't trust me?
We've already allowed one opportunity to go by. We just want to be sure this time. Incidentally, after you've done the job, dispose of the body as you wish. But please return to the flat as soon as possible. You will, of course, be under surveillance.
Well, 10 minutes doesn't give me much time. I mean, it isn't very long.
But you're a professional. You have a fine reputation, Mr. Gorder. I'm afraid you underestimate your abilities.
I'd still like more time.
Well, I should inform you that if the job is not done in 10 minutes, the flat will be bombed. And then you'll both die. Perhaps that may help to concentrate your thoughts. 10 minutes, Mr. Gorder.
Well?
The man says I've got 10 minutes to kill you, or they bomb this flat.
I think I'm beginning to get the picture. And I don't like it, Gorder.
Well, take it easy. It's in my interest to keep you alive. Once you're dead, I'm dead. And we both know it.
No, we don't. That's just what you've told me.
Now, look, it's a set-up all weather. We've got to get out of here.
It's a set-up, all right. But you organized it. You got me here tonight to set me up for a killing. That's right, isn't it? That's the deal you have with them.
No, look, now...
You've been stringing me along all the time.
You're off your rocker.
Now, hands in there, Gorder, and keep them there.
Now, look. I've an idea. I can get us out of this.
It won't be as good as mine, Gorder.
Well, okay, let's hear it.
You are going out into that street on your own right now.
They'll kill me.
Will they? If you've been on the level with me, I suppose they will shoot you. But if this is a put-up job, and you are working with them, then maybe they won't. But in that case, I'll know you've been conning me, and I'll shoot you. Heads you lose, tails you lose. That's about right, isn't it, Gorder? Now, get moving.
That was part three of Down Payment on Death, a thriller serial for radio adapted by Jim Eldridge from his own novel and featuring Dinsdale Landon as Art Gorder. Louise Lenehan was played by Frances Jeter, Paul Leclerc by Donald G, Sally Leclerc by Joanna Wake, Leon Young by Basil Henson, and Charles Allweather by Glyn Owen. The program was produced by John Fawcett Wilson. Next week, part four, The Professionals.